Hello and welcome back to the Teen Toast Audio Boo podcast. I fancied doing this again. I thought maybe this time we could discuss this idea of social media. For some time, I know that sounds vague, but I'll explain as we go through. For some time now, I felt that I needed to sort of figure out and explain to people in general who attend workshops and I speak to about social media and stuff like that. There's this overriding feeling of, oh, let's talk about social media. And there's this, within the digital culture, digital communication, there's social media is prevalent, but it's always, how do I engage with people on social media? And what do I do there? And everything seems to be fairly centred around, a lot of the time, me just enabling people and supporting them, getting them to understand how social media works. Now, for some time before the Christmas period, I felt that I've stepped away a little bit, but kind of still lingered. Lingered would be the right word. I lingered online, and through habit, I have separated and spread out my social media streams, meaning I don't just live on Twitter. I do this. I do YouTube sometimes. Other times, I try and do, say, Instagram, but actually one of the things I do less is blogging, so I'm trying to consider I might blog more. And blogging for me is one of those things that dips up and down, up and down. But by the by, social media is just one of those things that you have to manage and you have to kind of do. Now, even then, at that point, there's the general thought of people that have got real great, interesting jobs, or people that are that kind of job of thinking of anything digital and how to use digital tools. All these people might think like that. And they might be more digitally minded. Either way, we look at it, every single person I've come across has this this sort of thinking and understanding that they need to be on social media and that people need to listen to what they're saying because it's really interesting. And then they try to then integrate and engage, and they're not interested in how to get their message across. But I think there's a massive part that's really overlooked in that. And just quickly to use a second example, a project that I've been discussing that hasn't really come to a point yet, but the lack of the direction and it going to the forefront might be due to it not having a grounding. So rather than it being completely digital, there needs to be a more human edge. And that, although my second scenario, is actually the solution to the problem. It's for people to really understand that social media is it's a tool. And I think people forget what a tool is. People feel like tools are things that they use to help them get somewhere, and it's not. Social media is not whatever that is, which isn't a tool. It's not something that magically does something for you. You have to do the work, and even if you do the work, you cannot expect the whole world to come listen to you. What you have to expect is the understanding from you that you are doing something good. You are doing something great. And it doesn't really matter if it's a digital-based service or something creative like that or not. But essentially, I have feelings. I have emotions. And people through social media engage with those range of emotions through an intellectual mindset. So that's how we engage with them, through their feelings. Although people aren't fully aware of them at the time. They just get their hearts and strings plucked every time someone says something about voting and politicians, or graphic design, or sometimes in my case, Thomas the Tank Engine. And I think it's those strings that are pulled that are really key and important to social media. That those are the good tweets, videos and pictures. That those are the good bits that engage people because they're interested. But they're only interested because it's tugged on something. It's pulled on something. And I think it's really important to come back to that element. Because even at that point, a lot of people find it difficult to then understand, and they sort of think of social media in a more strategical fashion, in that they need to implement something. They need to get their product and service and find an emotional way to market it. And actually, you don't. You just need to be yourself and be happy. And if you're doing something great, then something great will come to you. You just need to believe, and you just need to speak up and to sell yourself, to be happy and to be engaging, and the rest will work out itself. And this is a real recipe that I believe will drive success, but success on two levels. One, reaping the success of the followers and the readership and the interest, and creating the base of clientele and authorship, the audience and the target audience, but also the success in you wanting to continue that social media stream. Because the reality would be that you actually, in some time, you might get bored and not carry it on. So you need to win at both angles, and the only way to do that is to be true. And this is the social media purist in me that's coming out more, but who cares what someone else is doing? If it interests you, then listen. If it interests you enough, then do. If you have something to share, then share. And I bet every single person does. If every single person then was about to speak up and say, I hate social media for this, well, get on social media and talk about it. I'm sure it'll be interesting to hear your point of view, because every positive or negative point of view is something that will be challenging and drive communications and understanding forward. Everything is relevant in some capacity. And I think that's kind of it, really. I'm trying to really simplify the message to you, in that it can be difficult to understand about social media, but it's all about being human. I think finally the one thing I'm going to mention is the voluntary sector, and how it fails to both utilise and also understand the concept of social media, in it being a vehicle that allows their services and their product to be visible, and not visible in an end product fashion, but in a way that's continual and developing. And the third sector is a good example of great work that does go on, and conversations that do exist that are for the greater good, that do benefit other people. There are other things that go on in the world that are more business to business, where there might be sub-networking groups, and they have real benefit in the way that they drive people together that need to be together, and they really provide a space for that particular small niche audience. And it's things like this that are really beneficial, and I'm sure would be great if they were online in some fashion, and just letting people tap into that energy and harness the greatness of the project that is that you're running and how it works. That's me, really. If you'd like to comment and give me some feedback, please do tweet me at Tea and Toast, or alternatively follow me at Audio Boom, and stay tuned for the future ones.